And now the United States has targeted three Chinese and Russian companies with North Korea-related sanctions. The U.S. Treasury imposed sanctions on a Russian port service agency and two Chinese firms for aiding North Korean ships and selling alcohol and tobacco to Pyongyang in breach of U.S. sanctions. The Treasury said the Chinese entity and its Singapore-based affiliate netted over $1 billion a year. That's through trade with North Korea. Russian-based firm also provided port services to North Korean flagged ships. Washington has been pressuring Pyongyang into giving up its nuclear weapons program. However, the North says the U.S. is backpedaling on promises it made during a Kim-Trump-Singapore summit talks in June. North Korea has described U.S. proposals on denuclearization as, quote, gangster-like. Joining us now in Leesburg is Mr. Mike Billington from the Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review. Hello, Mr. Billington. A pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Your thoughts on, you know, Donald Trump can show a little bit of goodwill and stop, you know, letting his administration go after things that have to do with North Korea, especially when Pyongyang has shown actually that it's willing to try to break down its nuclear arsenal. Your thoughts on these latest sanctions on Russian and Chinese firms?
Well, first of all, they're meaningless sanctions. These are against companies that don't do business with the U.S., so there's no impact of these sanctions. This is another example of the fact that Trump is isolated within his own administration. He is very publicly committed to the peace with North Korea. He has, despite all of the British and neocon hysteria about Trump being played by Kim Jong-un, he has stood his ground. He said things are going well. There are ongoing discussions between U.S. and North Korean and South Korean and North Korean officials, and this is moving forward. But the reason it worked is because Trump was working with China and Russia. Don't make any mistake about that. The reason the North Koreans had reason to trust Trump is because he has stood up against the hysteria in the United States over the last decades about Russia and China being some sort of enemies. And this, of course, has taken on huge context right now with the Russiagate effort to literally bring Trump out of office, precisely because he has insisted that he wants to be friends with both Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. So while he has been isolated in the administration and been forced to a grant, like, for instance, in this case, the Treasury Department, to implement these rather meaningless but symbolic sanctions. The point is he's proceeding with the intent of, once he has defeated this Russiagate scam, and believe me, we are now in a situation where the people who ran this coup attempt against the United States on behalf of the British, run by British MI6, Christopher Steele and Dearlove and so forth, that they are now exposed. People like Brennan, whom Trump today removed his security clearance, Brennan and Clapper and Comey, these people are going to be on trial themselves. The so-called investigators are now being investigated by actual patriots in this country for a coup attempt against the United States, whose purpose is to stop Trump from making friends with Russia and China, and in that way bringing peace to places like Korea, and in the long term, I would argue, also in the Middle East, despite the very angry terms and actions he's taken against Iran. I'm quite certain that what Trump wants to do here is to work with Russia and with China and the new Silk Road to bring a solution to Syria where the U.S. gets its troops out, as Trump has insisted he wants to do, and in exchange for Iran also getting out and the Turks also getting out, and allowing sovereignty in Syria with the protection of Israel, of course. But that this is based on a wide solution to get the Saudis to stop backing the Al-Qaeda-connected networks and to actually bring about a situation where the British-controlled hysteria throughout the Middle East, Sunni versus Shia, Jew versus Arab, and so forth, can be resolved through peace, through development, through the new Silk Road. Lyndon LaRouche and our work with the Chinese on the new Silk Road is the only basis on which this Middle East cockpit for war, created by the British, by their creation of Israel and their creation of Saudi Arabia, can be in fact defeated. And it's for that reason that the British and their allies amongst the neocons and the liberal Democrats in the United States are frantic to bring down the president and to try to effectively turn this country back to the war party, or a war with Russia, a war with China, and more regime change wars, which Trump is absolutely opposed to.
Thank
this
you.
Is the reality.
Thank you much for joining us, Mr. Mike Billington from Leesburg, from the Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review. Thank you, sir.